Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning, good morning, Fusion Church. Amen. Freedom, freedom, freedom Friday. That's what Doug always likes to say. Anyway, good morning, everyone. We are here again on a Friday morning. We are in Jeremiah 8, another chapter that when you read it, you're like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. But God is always speaking through His Word. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just praise You and I just thank You for this is the day that You have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank You for Your Word. Speak to our hearts, Father God. Let it be You, not us. Father God, I thank You in advance for what You're doing, what You have done, and what You're going to continue to do in our lives. And this we ask in Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. Stretch if you need to. Oh, man. I believe I'm reading the Word this morning. Okay, Jeremiah 8, here we go. Here we go. At that time, says the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of the princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. They shall spread them before the sun and the moon and all the hosts of heaven, which they have loved and which they have served and after which they have walked, which they have sought, which they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be like refuse on the face of the earth. Verse 3. Then death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of those who remain of this evil family, who remain in all the places where I have driven them, says the Lord. Verse 4. Moreover, you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, would they fall and not rise? Would they turn away and not return? Why has the people slidden back Jerusalem in a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast to deceit. They refuse to return. 6. I listened and heard, but they do not speak right. No man repented of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his own course, as the horse rushes into the battle. Even the stalks of the heavens know their appointed times, and the turtle doves, the swift and the swallow, observe the time of their coming. But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. 8. How can you say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Look, false pen of the scribes certainly works falsehood. The wise men are ashamed, and they are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? 10. Therefore, I will give their wives to others and their fields to those who will inherit them, because from the least even to the greatest, everyone is given to covetousness. From the prophet, even the priest, everyone deals falsely. 11. For they have heal the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Where they are ashamed, when they had committed abominations, no, they were not all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. In the time of their punishment, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. 13, I will surely consume them, says the Lord. No grapes shall be on the vines, no figs on the trees, nor the leaves shall fade. And all things I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we still assemble yourselves? Let us enter the fortified cities and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God has put us to silence and given us water of gall to drink because we have sinned against the Lord. 15, we looked for peace, but no good came. For the time of health and there was trouble. 16, the snorting of horses was heard from down. The whole land trembled at the sound of the nighting of strong ones, for they have come to devour the land and all that is in it, the city and those who dwell in it. 17, behold, I will send serpents among you, vipers which cannot be charmed, and they shall bite you, says the Lord. 18, I would comfort myself in sorrow. My heart is faint in me. Listen, the voice, the cry of the daughter of the people from far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not the King in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their carved images, with foreign idols? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. 21, for the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt, I am mourning. Astonishment has taken hold of me. 22, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no recovery for the health of the daughter of my people? Amen, amen, amen. And reading all this, it is so much doom coming out of these words here. You know, and Jeremiah continues to warn the people and telling them the judgment of God is coming. The judgment of God is coming. You know, and they have not listened. So they're getting to this point now that their enemies, you know, are coming in. You know, and it says here in verse 1 that they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah and the bones of the princes and the bones of the priests and the bones of the prophets. You know, so they're gonna go into and rob the graves of the men of God, rob the graves of the priests. And not only that, they're gonna take these things and they're going to spread them out. They're gonna spread them out in verse 2. They're going to spread them out before the sun, the moon, and the hosts of heaven, you know, and they're going to do this, you know, and they're not going to be able to do anything about it. What a disgrace. You know, this was an insult to them, you know, to stealing the grave, the graves, the bodies of those that have been buried, you know, and this was humiliation. And guess what? Even though that this was going on, The people were still not repenting. They were still holding on to what they believed. So they could have been calling on their little G gods, you know, that those images that they have been, that they made themselves, and then they worship these things, you know, and they were not going to get no help. They were just wasting their time. They were just wasting their time. In verse 3, it says, then death shall be chosen rather than life. They'd rather be dead. The people rather be dead than life. He says right there, you know, by all the residue of those who remain, you know, of this evil family, you know, so they rather, you know, God take me, God take me. They were suffering so much. But yet, they refuse to turn to the Lord. I don't know about you, but if I'm going through such a battle that way that these people are going, I would have turned a long time back to the Lord. Because guess what? We will remember where the Lord has brought us from. You know, and that's why it's important that we always reflect on our walk with the Lord. And, you know, and the Lord said, remember your testimony. Remember what I have done in the past, because sometimes we can become overwhelmed. We can become overwhelmed with what we are facing, with what's happening, and we may not have an answer. But if you remember your testimony, remember where the Lord has delivered. You know, if you ask me to testify, you know, I have a lot of testifying that I can do, a lot of testifying that the Lord has rescued me from death, that the Lord has rescued me from people, the Lord has rescued me from fear, you know, and everything else, and from sickness, you know. He has healed me. He has restored. I mean, there's so much. So when I start thinking about that, the goodness of God, that just brings me closer to him. But yet these people were not doing it. Verse 4, it says, moreover, you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, you know, would they fall and not rise? Would one turn away and not return? So again, the emphasis of returning, the emphasis of coming back. God never stops calling us. God never stops calling us. We could be in the pit and we can hear the voice of the Lord, you know, the voice of rescue. But they did not return. In 15, it says, you know, why has the people slidden back? Jerusalem, you know, they're backsliding, you know, and they hold too fast to their deceit. In other words, they hold back to the lies. They're believing the lies. They're believing all the stuff that the enemy has told them, you know, and they refuse to open up their eyes. They refuse to see. They refuse to go forward, you know, and it says here, it's verse 6, it says, I listen and heard, but they do not speak right. No man repented of their wickedness, you know, saying, what have I done? You know, what have I done? So they're all going around saying, I didn't do anything. I don't know why this is happening. They refuse to admit that they are wrong. Because it says there, you know, but they do not speak right. No man. I don't know. My Bible says no. Yeah, apostrophe mark says no one repented. So again, they just stay where they were at. They just refuse to move forward, you know. And I just thank the Lord. I just thank the Lord that he has given us Holy Spirit to help us along the way. That even though we might not have it all good all the time. So come on, we go through stuff. And none of us like the stuff that we go through. But God always makes a way. That is why it's so important that we remember the word of the Lord. Because the word of the Lord will always, you know, come forward. And that the word of the Lord will always tell us that the Lord loves us. And that the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. And if we're going through a difficult time, you know, we just need to examine ourselves and turn back to the Lord. And ask the Lord to, Lord, forgive me, you know. Because sometimes we could do things without even realizing. Because we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. So I always say, Lord, if there's anything within me, like David said in the Psalms, search my heart, Lord. If there's anything not right within me, reveal it to me. So that way I can, you know, I can get right. I can get right back where I need to be. So, you know, so the Lord is always making a way for us, but they refuse. Look what it says in verse 7. It says, even the stalks of the heavens know their appointed time. The turtle doves and the swifts and the sparrows, you know, they are served the time and they know what they need to do. I mean, in other words, the birds know when winter time is coming and they head south. Nobody's got to tell them. You don't got to send them a letter saying, hey, birds, isn't it time that you, you know, go south? They do it automatically. The geese, they all do it automatically. You see them every time in the fall, they're all flying and they're flying in a formation of a V formation. They know the times. They have common sense. And these people at this particular time had no common sense whatsoever, because they were not listening. They were not listening to the call of the Lord. They just continue with their nonsense, you know, of not believing, with their nonsense that they refuse. They refuse the Lord. You know, it says there, but my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. They do, you know, they do not know. They were blind. They were blind. They knew judgment was coming. But guess what? None of them were turning back to the Lord. None of them were turning back to the Lord. And the prophet here, Jeremiah, makes an emphasis here and compares them to the birds. You know, they got more common sense than they do. They know when they should be moving. And here the people were not. It says, how can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Look at the false pens of the scribes, certainly works falsehood. So in other words, so the leaders themselves were not being truthful. The leaders themselves were not saying the right things. You know, they were themselves in sin, you know, because they were all sinning. And in verse 9, it says, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. There it is. They have rejected. Again, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? So in other words, you know, how can they counsel you? How can they bring you hope? How can they minister to you, you know, words of hope when they themselves are not right? When they themselves are not right. We need to take our sight away from man and put our vision on the Lord. Man will fail us. Society will fail us. The government will fail us. But the Lord would never fail us. The Lord would never fail us. So they needed to take their sights away from the leaders, the priests and the scribes, because they were all walking in darkness, you know. And so that's what they needed to do. You know, the people thought just because they had the law of the Lord, you know, that made things okay for them. In other words, just because you know God, that means that you're going to be okay. Well, I'm going to be okay if I turn to the Lord, because I can know the Bible inside out, but if my heart's not right, you know, if man's heart's not right, you know, then they're not going to be speaking truth. They're not going to be speaking the right word. But, you know, so God has a way of allowing us to see, you know, what we need to do if we trust him. And the Lord's calling the people, and the people don't want to listen. Why? Because their hearts are not right. Because their hearts are not right here. You know, so here we go. In Revelation 18 and 19, it says, if I testify to everyone who hears the word of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that is written in the book. If anyone takes away from the word of the book of prophecy, God shall take away the part of his from him from the book of life. So it's talking about taking the word of God out of context, taking the word of God and taking it away from it. And that's what some people would do, you know, to make the word theirs. They were saying, you know, oh, we know the law, we're under the law. So they were trying to manipulate the word of the Lord. They were trying to say, well, we're okay, but they were walking in blindness. You know, the blind cannot lead anybody. Blind people cannot lead anybody, you know. So we need to make sure that the person that we're following is not walking blindly, but is walking in the word of the Lord, and is being used by the Lord, you know. So here they take the word out of context, and that's sin when you take the word out of context. When you take the word out of context, or you add to the word of God, that's judgment that will come. And that's what they were doing. In verse 10, it says, therefore I will give them wives to others, and their fields to those that will inherit it. So in other words, you know, because of their sin, the blessing is not going to be there. the blessing is not going to be there because of sin. Instead of a blessing, you know, there's going to be a curse coming. The curse coming, you know, because you go, they're not listening. They're not hearing. They're not obeying. They're doing what they want to do. It says there, at the end part of this, it says, because from the least and even to the greatest, everyone is given to covenants. From the prophet, even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Everyone deals falsely. That's the word of the Lord right there. All these priests, all these leaders, they were all dealing falsely. You know, so they were not following. They were far from God. They were far from God. So how can they lead the people? How can they instruct the people? And Jeremiah is speaking to them. This is what you guys are doing. And in Isaiah 56:11, it says, yes, they are greedy dogs. They are greedy dogs. God says that they are greedy dogs, you know, which never have enough. And they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain, from his own territory. So in other words, they're just looking after themselves. And that is dangerous. That is dangerous. And that's what these leaders here was doing. They were looking after themselves. They were looking at what they're going to gain, what they're going to gain. So they were in sin. They were in sin, but yet nobody was turning to the Lord. Nobody was turning. You know, verse 11, for they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, 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 and there is no peace. So they were, again, they were declaring peace. Oh, we got peace, we got peace. But there was no peace. There was destruction. You know, there was destruction. In verse 12, they were ashamed. Were they ashamed when they have committed abominations? And he says, no, they were not ashamed. They were not ashamed at all, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. In the time of their punishment, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Says the Lord, judgment will come when there's disobedience. Judgment will come when we turn away from the Lord. Judgment will come. And there will be no escaping it. And, you know, and that's what the word of the Lord says here. They will pay for it. Judgment will come. They will fall. That's the word of the Lord. So the Lord is already saying, you know, I am going to judge them. And in 13, it says, I will surely consume them, says the Lord. No grapes shall be on their vines, no figs on their fig trees, and all these. In other words, they're not going to have nothing to eat. They ain't gonna have nothing to eat. They're not gonna have, you know, no water. In verse 13, talks about water. In verse 14, you know, they say that they're gonna try to find the water, and everything that they find is going to be bitter. You know, it's not gonna be right. So, you know, all that they're finding is trouble. All that they're finding is difficulties, because their hearts were not right with God. Their hearts have turned from the Lord. He says, we look for peace, but no good came. Of course not. Because outside of God, there ain't no peace. Outside of the Lord, there ain't no peace. There ain't no joy. There is no comfort outside of God. You can look all throughout the world, right? Look around you. Look outside. Look out the window. You know, look at what's happening. Destruction, deceit. You know, nobody's speaking the right things. Everybody's walking like mummies out there. You know, the government is taking such a bad turn, you know, that they don't even know which way they're heading. But God knows. God knows the way that we should turn. You know, and God has given us instructions in his word. That's why it's important that we know the word of the Lord. That's why it's important that we don't listen to what people are saying out there. We don't go by what man says. We go by what the word of the Lord says. The word of the Lord, because the word of the Lord is always going to be fulfilled. That word is always going to come through. You know, so we need to make sure that we look for the Lord, not towards people. And in 17, he says, for behold, I will send serpents among you, vipers, which cannot be charmed. They will bite you, says the Lord. So in other words, judgment again, the judgment of God, the judgment of God. And yet they still didn't listen. They still didn't listen. And at the end of verse 13, at the end of verse 19, excuse me, it says, why have you provoked me to anger with their carved images from foreign idols? You know, again, why have you provoked God? Why have you provoked God? So God, you know, is always saying and always turning to them, why are you doing this? Why don't you just turn to me? You know, and he says in 21, for the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am mourning, astounded and taken by me. In other words, Jeremiah himself, you know, he was hurting because the people were hurting. He was hurting before the people before. And as a father, you know, if you look as a father, you know, when our children hurt, we hurt. When our children are not feeling well, we're not feeling well. You know, we want to make sure that we protect them. When they suffer, we suffer. And as leaders, when our people suffer, we suffer. We're hurt. I have done much counseling, me and my wife together, you know, and we have done individual counseling, married couple counseling, you know, a whole bunch of different things like that. And for us, sometimes, you know, what we're trying to tell them is the way of what the Lord says that we should go. And sometimes people believe, sometimes people listen, sometimes people hear you, and sometimes they don't. And that's okay, because people got to make up their own decisions. But, you know, sometimes I know how this is going to turn out, you know, and I say, you know, listen, this is what the word says. You do what you want to do, but this is what the word says. You know, this is going to give you, this is going to help you succeed, and this is not. And sometimes people just take the opposite road. And sometimes I see them hurt afterwards, but what can I do? Because they didn't want to listen to the counsel. They thought that they had a better idea of it. You know, and we hurt because we see it coming. We see the storm that's going to brew at the end. But yet again, you know, we cannot do anything about it because people make their own decisions. And here, the people have made their own decision to follow false gods, not to listen, not to turn. And yet they continue to sin. They continue to sin, and sin continue to separate them. But God is always calling us. You know, looking at this chapter, it's not a happy chapter, my brothers and sisters. It's nothing here that I can dance for joy about, because everything here is doom and doom. But this is what the people have allowed to come into their lives. And because of their action, judgment was coming. You know, but when we ourselves, when we go fall into temptation, when we fall into some storms in our lives, all we need to do, my brothers and sisters, is just to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you. I need you. In Matthew's 7, verses 7 and 8, he says, ask and it will be given you. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. That's the word of the Lord. But it's telling you, this is what we need to do. This is what I need to do. When I don't have an answer, I say, Lord, I need an answer. I'm knocking. I'm knocking, Lord. I'm knocking. Lord, I need an answer. I don't know what to do. You know, and in verse 8, for everyone who asks receives. Everyone, not just me, not just Tyra, not just June, not just Mary, you know, not just Nicole, but everyone. Everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. So if you're seeking from the Lord, guess what? You're going to find. Your answer is going to come. Your answer is going to come. And to him who knocks, it will be open. So in other words, you got to be proactive. You got to be doing something. You got to be knocking. You know, when I don't know something, when I need something from the Lord, I go before the Lord and I knock. You know, sometimes, and I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and I do forget. My wife reminds me that all the time. You forgot again. I said, oh, holy, Oh, Jesus, you know, but I always go, sometimes I'm looking for something and I'm having a hard time. And I say, Holy Ghost, come on, Holy Ghost, show me where this thing is at. I look for it. Sometimes I look for it for a whole day, 2 days. And I say, I know it's here somewhere. Why? Because I put it away. That's even worse. That's even worse. You know what? And I say, Holy Spirit, I did my best. Now I need you. I need you. Show me. And you know what? Sometimes within minutes, I go down a different path in my house and I turn to the right or to the left. And there it is, right in front of my face, you know. But guess what? Because I ask. Come on. God wants to meet our needs. Nothing is too big and nothing is too small for him. But that's the way he works. In Psalms 50, verse 15, he says, call upon me in the day of trouble. Call upon me in the day of trouble. And I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Wow. What a word of the Lord. I wanted to leave you a couple of good verses at the end here, because this chapter here, it's so gloom. You know, it's so dark. It's all about, you know, what's going to happen and what these people are going through because of their disobedience, okay? Their disobedience. But we, you know, we as God's children, you know, we just need to realize that we're not perfect. And if we make a mistake, let's turn to the Father. You know, let's turn to the Father and say, Lord, forgive me, help me, guide me, show me the way. And he will. And he will because he loves us. He wants to meet your needs. And it says it right there. You know, if you're seeking him, you're going to find him. You know, if you're knocking, the door is going to be open up to you. If you call upon him, he's going to answer. Come on now. That's alone. That right there makes me want to do the dance of joy, you know, because that right there just lifts me up and knows that my daddy, my father, loves me that much, that he has made a way. And that's why he has given us his son. That's why he has given us Holy Spirit to help us along the way. My brothers and sisters, I just pray that you know, when we read this information here, when we read this chapter, sometimes it looks so gloomy, but that happened. This is history. This is what the people were doing. And that just goes to show us that no one is perfect. And sometimes if we're not careful with what we're doing, we could fall into this trap like these people did. They fall into the trap and they couldn't see clearly. And they were refusing the Lord. That's why scripture says, if your brother offends you, go with a witness and go to them. If they refuse, go again. You know, go again. You know, and then at least you try. At least you try. This way you can fix the relationship. Sometimes just talking fixes everything, just communicating. Hey, I'm feeling this way. My bad. If I offended you, I'm sorry if I made a mistake. You know, that word sorry works. You know, I made a mistake. My bad. And that can clear the air so bad. So I'm not saying that any of you guys are doing that. I'm just giving you my side of it, what I see and what I try to do, because I am a peacemaker. And I try to keep peace. Because why? Because he gave me his peace. The peace surpasses all understanding. So I love you. I got to go. My time is up. Yep, I'm 3 minutes over. I'm going to get a strike now because I got 3 minutes late. You know, I pray you got something out of this particular morning. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. The best is yet to come. Be expecting the blessings of the Lord. If you don't expect it, it will never happen. It will never happen. You got to be expecting. You got to be saying, Lord, I'm thanking you for it. I thank you in advance. I thank you in advance. I thank you in advance. I don't see it. I thank you in advance. I thank you for answer prayer. Let us pray. Father God, I just thank you for this time. I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray that you would just be with them, that you would just help them, that you would just strengthen them, that no matter how difficult life may get sometimes, all we need to do is just turn to you, because you are so faithful. You are so faithful, and you're always standing right by there, our side, Father God, waiting for us to make that move, waiting for us to turn to you, waiting for us to ask you, because you says we have not because we ask for not. So, Lord, I pray that you would just bless them, help them and their home, their children, their families, their relationships, their husband, their wives, Father God, whatever the need is, Father, whatever it is, that you would just meet them. And I pray for your peace to be upon them. Thank you in advance, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, guys, you got a blessed, have a blessed weekend. See you guys on Sunday, you know, and the best is yet to come. So get ready for it. Get ready for it. Love you.